今日读嘅经文系一段大家都非常熟悉嘅经文。
It is Matthew's record of the birth of Jesus.
系马太所记录耶稣基督诞生嘅事迹。
The Magi came from the east.
咁嗰几个占星家系从东方嚟嘅。
Paying humble homage to the Lord Jesus Christ.
将一个谦卑嘅奉献敬拜俾到主耶稣。
They brought with them exquisite gifts.
带俾佢哋系一啲系珍贵嘅礼物
，gold, frankincense, and myrrh，
黄金与香没药。
Unfortunately, as with many historical events, the more familiar we are with the events, the more mythology we attach to them。
但系好可惜，同其他一啲我哋好熟悉嘅事一样，越系熟悉嘅事咧，我哋就会联想好多一啲神话式嘅色彩喺里边。
We have embellished this event with much that isn't true.
我哋成日都以为即系有啲嘅印象，但其实嗰啲印象唔系正确嘅。
Now we have ingrained in our mind this imagery of the Christmas pageant.
我哋成日咧就以为谂到即系依个圣诞嘅情景，系点样点样点样。
We have Mary and Joseph in the middle.
玛利约瑟同小孩啦。
And a newborn child, Jesus, in a little box with hay under it.
咁咧就喺马槽嗰度出生，咁咧就系一个小婴孩嚟。
And we have animals all around.
咁周围有动物啦。
And one side we have the shepherds.
一边就有牧羊人。
And on the other side we have the Magi presenting those precious gifts.
咁另外一边咧就系嗰三个占星家就将呢啲礼物摆到喺耶稣面前。
See, we have for communion's sake put them all together in one scene.
方便就将佢炒埋一碟。
That assumed imagery actually gave us a very, very good reminder how not to study the Bible.
咁咧，咁样炒埋一碟咧，其实系叫我哋认识应该点，唔应该点样睇圣经，应该点样去正确读圣经。
Principle number one in studying the Bible.
第一个读经嘅要点。
Do not read into the Bible.
唔好读得太多，读到想当然。
唔系，唔好将自己嘅意思摆入。
想当然。
想当然 ，OK。Do not let your preconceived ideas tell you what the Bible says。
唔好以自己嘅意思谂啊，圣经系咁讲噶啦。
That is called eisegesis. You read into the scripture。
咁咧就系用一个先入为主嘅观念去读呢个圣经。
Instead, let the Bible speak for itself.
但相反，我哋应该让圣经话俾我哋知乜嘢事。
That is exegesis。
咁系 exegesis 呢
个。让圣经嘅信息自己
出
嚟。For example, we assume without even thinking that these magi were kings。
我哋成日都以为呢三个占星家咧系东方三个王啊。
I'm so glad that we didn't sing that hymn earlier。
咁我哋冇唱嗰首东方三王嗰首。
Maybe we should change the word. We three kings of Orient are.
应该可能我哋要改嘅歌词啊。
Bearing gifts, we travel afar.
嗰歌词话即系我哋三个王喺东方从带来珍贵嘅礼物。
But the Bible never tells us that they were kings.
圣经冇讲到佢哋系王啊。
Instead, the Bible tells us that they were the Greek is magos, and if it is in plural, is magoi. We translate to magi.
咁啊喺圣经里边讲咧，就系占星家。
They were wise men.
系博士，即系东方嗰啲嘅博士。
They were trained in astrology. They were trained in interpreting dreams.
咁咧呢啲博士呢啲占星家咧系特别训练过，系识得解梦啊，识得睇星象。
They were magicians. They were sorcerers.
咁甚至可能咧系佢哋系行巫术嘅添。
In fact, that's where we get our English word magic.
即係英文嘅魔術呢個字就係喺 magi 呢個字嚟。
They were not kings, but they were magi.
佢哋唔係王嚟㗎嚇。
In search of the king of the Jews.
但係咧，佢哋係尋找一個猶太人嘅王。
Secondly, the Bible does not tell us that there were three of them.
冇講到三個。
They were simply not told how many magi there were.
可能有幾個㗎，冇講到㗎呢度。
What we are told is that they brought three kinds of gifts.
但有講到係三樣嘅禮物。
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
黃金與香沒藥。
We just jump from that to the conclusion that there were three of them.
咁啊，好想當然就話三樣禮物，咁就梗係三個啦。
And that's a very faulty assumption.
咁啊，非常之錯嘅。
Thirdly, we assume that the Magi came on the very first night that Jesus was born.
第二個咧就係諗，哦，原來嗰三個占星家係喺耶穌出生嗰一晚就已經到咗啦。
We assume that they were there with the shepherds.
我哋咧就以為同嗰啲牧羊人一齊。
We assume that they were there with the animals and with the hay.
咁咧就。同嗰啲牛羊啊，同嗰啲乾草有咁嘅情景。
But the Bible does not tell us that they worship Jesus in the stable.
冇啊，佢呢度冇讲到话耶稣喺马槽里边噶。
Instead, very clearly in verse 11, the Bible tells us that the Magi came into the house.
喺十一节嗰度系进咗一间房子里边。
Moreover, we assume that Jesus was a few hours old when the Magi came.
咁咧，甚至我哋係即係喺嗰啲誕生嘅情景咧，我哋會以為耶穌可能出生咗幾個小時。
And that assumption simply does not conform to the account in Luke.
但係咧，甚至嗰陣時依一樣嘢同路加福音所描述都唔一樣。
Luke tells us that Jesus, after eighth day, on the eighth day, he was presented in the temple for the rite of circumcision.
唯一路加有記載就是耶穌根據法律法出生之後第八日去聖殿受割禮。
Matthew tells us that immediately after the visit of the Magi, Joseph took Mary and took Jesus immediately to Egypt.
還有在馬太這裡說，當三個占星家拜訪耶穌之後，約瑟和瑪利亞立刻離開這裡。
So the family,Sorry, the family could not have delayed for 8 days, took Jesus to the temple, and then fled to Egypt.
咁所以咧就唔会，如果你谂下，如果佢出世即刻去埃及唔合理，因为佢需要去圣殿嗰度受割礼噶。
So let the Bible speak for itself.
所以咧，让圣经讲出佢自己话语。
When the Magi came seeking the king, it must have been some time after the birth of Christ.
所以咧，好大可能就系呢三个占星家去拜访耶稣咧，其实耶稣已经出生咗一段时间。
We don't know exactly how many months after, but Matthew now tells us that Jesus is a child.
咁咧，唔知道几多个月，但系咧呢度只系讲。
So old that Herod ordered the slaughter of all boys in Bethlehem under 2 years of age.
所以希律王喺后面嗰度讲咧，系话要将伯利恒野地嗰个地方所有两岁以下嘅小孩子全部杀晒。
You see how I meant? What I meant that the more we're familiar with an event, the more mythology we attach to it.
所以当我哋睇得太多呢啲咁嘅情景、呢啲故事咧，我哋就好容易就以先入为主想当然啦。
But I really don't want to upset your sentimentalized imagery of Christmas.
咁但系我亦都唔想去骚扰你呢个对圣诞情景呢个即系特有嘅情怀。
But it is important that we practice exegesis and not.Jesus.
但系咧，我哋喺教会里边查经咧，系让圣经讲出佢话语。
Let the Bible speak to us.
让圣经显示佢自己嘅意思。
Instead of telling God what we think God should say.
唔好同神讲话，我觉得你系咁讲。
I hope that we learn this practice in our preaching and teaching.
我希望你喺呢度我哋教会嘅学习同埋讲道同主学里边都系学到呢一样。
Now with that introduction out of the way, let's look at what God has to say to us this morning.
好啦，咁我而家睇下神喺度讲乜嘢。
First of all, God says the king who was born on the first Christmas was a shepherd king.
首先第一样讲到佢系呢个牧人嘅王。
Look at verse 6 with me again.
我哋睇下第六节啦。
Matthew 2 verse 6 says, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah.Are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, but out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大的领袖中并不是最小的，因为必有一位领袖从你那里出来，牧养我的子民以色列。
A ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
这个领袖，这个王是一个牧养人的一个王。
That's not the first time that God says the king I'm sending you is a shepherd king.
已经不是第一次讲话我差派来这个王是一个牧人。
God has spoken those words already through the prophet Micah.
藉着弥迦先知已经讲过了。
Micah chapter 5 verses 1 to 5.
弥迦先知书五章一至五节。
God spoke those words through his prophet Micah 700 years before the birth of Christ.
700年前已经讲了这件事。
I'm going to direct your attention to verse 1 and 2, Micah chapter 5.
我们看下弥迦书五章第一到第二节。
You'll see that verse 1 is not very pleasant at all.
第一节其实它讲到是一个悲惨的景象。
Yes, in fact, it's downright horrifying.
是一个很可怕的一件事。
Let's read verse 1, please.
我们看下弥迦书第五章第一节。
Together, please. Marshal your troops, O city of troops.For a siege is laid against us. They will strike Israel's ruler on the cheek with a rod.
女子啊，你现在你要聚集成队，仇敌正在围攻我们，他们用杖击打以色列执政者的面颊。
Marshal your troop means mobilize your defender.
即是说呢，他是，你要你是将成群的军队结集起来。
Yes, I noticed that the Chinese translation is 女子啊 O daughter of city.
咁呢個女子啊，依、这個係喺另外一啲舊嘅聖經嘅翻譯，佢係用啊呢一個嘅翻譯。
It is one of the possible translation.
係其中一個可以接受嘅翻譯。
Okay, the translation means daughter or women of Jerusalem. If that is the correct translation, it could mean this.
嗱，如果係依個一個可以接受嘅翻譯，佢係有咁嘅意思，即係點樣咧
？Judah was in such a sorry condition; they didn't even have enough men to defend the city.
猶大已經冇曬男丁去征戰啦。
So they need to mobilize the women to be defender.
女子都要當兵。
Micah is foretelling the Babylonian invasion and the Babylonian siege of Jerusalem.
佢呢度咧，微加係講到話主前百幾年巴比倫軍隊圍困耶路撒冷嘅情景。
The Jews would vainly put up a defense against the Babylonians.
猶太人根本係議論經常冇辦法抵抗巴比倫嘅大軍。
Mobilize your defender.
結集你嘅軍隊啦。
And marshal your troops.
結集你軍隊準備打呢場冷戰。
But the defense will be futile.
但是抵抗是无用的
because Jerusalem will capitulate
因为耶路撒冷一定会陷落
her last king Zedekiah will be blinded
西底加是甚至被人挖眼出来
and he will be taken as slaves and exiled to Babylon
被会掳走到巴比伦
and the Jews will be slaughtered
犹大人在当地会被屠杀
and those who survive will be taken prisoners
生还的会被拉到去巴比伦做。
And they will be exiled, and the land of Judah will be laid waste.
犹大地就成为荒凉的地方。
And the city wall will be breached and torn down.
城墙被攻陷破坏。
And the temple will be burned to the ground.
圣殿被烧到，烧毁。
And the Jews will cease to be a nation.
犹大人不再成为一个独立的国家。
And just like Micah said, they will strike Israel's ruler in the face.
就好似呢度讲话打以色列执政者的面颊。
Now imagine for a moment you are a Jew.
谂下你系一个犹太人。
And you were living in Jerusalem at that time, 2,600 years ago.
喺2,600 年前喺耶路撒冷住，听到呢个咁嘅信息。
Can you imagine you are living through such shame and such pain and such horror?
你能够活过一段咁残酷咁？可怕咁羞辱嘅日子。
You have to endure all that.
忍受呢啲一切嘅屈辱。
What would Jews think?
你会谂乜嘢
？Won't you cry out, "Where is God?"
你会话神啊，你喺边度
？Where is God's salvation?
神你嘅拯救喺边度
？Where is God's mercy?
神你嘅恩典喺边度
？Where is God's redemption?
神你嘅救赎喺边度
？Where is God's promised Messiah?
神你所应许的尼赛亚在哪里
And Micah answer your question.
所以尼加接下来就答这个问题了。
And he will answer it right after this verse in verse 2.
在第二节这样讲。
Let's read together in verse 2.
第二节。
But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel.Whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. And if I may ask Luke, if you can go down to verse 4, please.
犹大伯利恒以法他，你的犹大诸城中细小，必有一位从你出来作以色列的统治者。他的根从太初就有。跟住跳落去睇第四节嘅。
Let's read verse 4 together. Let's read that in Chinese this time. 他必站立起来，
靠着耶和华的能力。靠着耶和华他神之名的威严， 有他的国群，他们必然安居，因为他是必必尊伟大，直到地极。
You see how Micah spoke those words 700 years before Christ was born.
所以你见到呢一两节，我哋见得到系主前700年已经将呢句话写咗出嚟。
And Matthew is again referring to the same words.
马太就系讲紧嘅呢段话。
Micah chapter 5:1.
尼迦第五章第一節
speaks of the shame and the horror and the defeat of Jerusalem.
講到耶路撒冷嘅羞辱。
And the second verse of Micah 5.
第二節就接落嚟講。
Speaks of the victory of Bethlehem.
係一個勝利，伯利恒嘅勝利。
God remembers.
上帝係紀念嘅。
God keep His promise to David.
神雖大卫所立的约是永久不变。
That David's kingdom will never come to an end.
大卫的王国直到永远永无穷尽。
And God reassures His own people, yes, they may be under unspeakable terror and shame.
没错，犹大人他会承受一些很大的屈辱。
But the promised king, he will be born in David's city, Bethlehem.
但是犹大的后，大卫的后裔会在伯利恒。
And this promised king will come to restore God's people to God's love and to God's forgiveness.
这个出来新的王是会将以色列人再一次恢复回应有的荣誉，应有神的子民这个地位。
You see how Micah and Matthew both convey to us the message of God that the king he promised is a shepherd king.
在两段我们都见得到弥迦同埋馬太都係講到話，依一個王係一個牧者。
Now why would God send us a shepherd king？
點解佢會差派佢嘅王係一個牧者嘅形象咧
？Because it is a shepherd that you and I need。
因為我哋需要一個牧人。
We need a redeemer king。
我哋需要一個救贖嘅王，係啊。
One who will pay the debt of sins that we owe。
是为我们付上我们的所欠的罪债。
That is the child who was born for us.
没错，这个是就是那个所诞生的小孩。
A redeemer king.
一个救赎的王。
We need a savior king.
我们需要一个救主的王。
One who will give his life as a sacrificial lamb.
将他自己身体献上作为一个代罪的羊。
So that our sins may be forgiven.
所以我们的罪能够得赦免。
And that is Christ, that was the son, the child that was born.
也都是一个基督所降生的婴孩。
But God said to us through Micah and through Matthew, we need a shepherd king.
但今次我们着重的是他一个牧羊人的身份。
Not just any shepherd.
不是一个随随便一个牧羊人。
But one who will shepherd us in the strength of the Lord.
是用神的能力来牧养我们。
One who will shepherd us in the majesty of God's name.
是用神的大名来牧养我们。
Not just any shepherd.
不是一个普普通通的牧人。
But a good shepherd.
一个好牧人。
A shepherd who will give his life for the sheep.
是为羊舍命的一个牧人。
That's the shepherd king who was born for us.
这个就是牧人。
He came to rule over us.
他来统治我们。
He came also to shepherd us.
他也来牧养我们。
Because we are slow to learn.
因为我们学习是慢的。
Just like sheep are slow to learn.
因为羊都是学习很慢。
Just like we are sinful and unpresentable.
正如我们都是有罪，在神面前不被悦纳。
Don't think sheep are so gentle and so cuddly and so white, they are just as dirty.
你不要以为这羊很白净、很可爱、很得意。
We need a shepherd to shepherd us because we too are helpless and defenseless like sheep.
因为我们好像羊一样，都是无助，是需要受保护的。
Because we are foolish, because we are dependent just like sheep.
好像羊一样，我们都是愚蠢自以为是。
Because we are so easily frightened just as sheep are.
我们很容易很害怕，好像羊一样很容易受惊。
God sent to us a shepherd king.
所以神差派一个牧者来牧养我们。
A gentle, a compassionate, a caring, a protecting shepherd.
一个温柔满有慈悲怜悯，是一个愿意保护我们的一个牧者。
But we must not forget.
但我们不要忘记。
A shepherd he was.
他虽然是一个牧人，
but he was also a king.
他也是一个王。
The promised Davidic king.
所应许大卫的王。
The promised Messianic king.
一个弥赛亚的君王。
That's why the Magi came.
所以这个占星家就来了。
They came looking for a king to worship.
佢哋想朝拜一个王。
Let me bring your attention back to Matthew 2.
我哋再睇翻马太福音第二章。
Verse 2 tells us that where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
说那生下来作犹大人的王在哪里？我们看见他的星，特来朝拜他。
We saw a star.
我们见到的星。
Now different attempts have been made to explain what this special star was.
在考古那里就尝试去找回这粒星是什么星。
Something that is the conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter. 土星水星。
好像是有些行星他们的合这个的现象，所以就看上来一个大的星好像是这样的，有些人说
两个星拍在一起特别光。 Some say it's a comet.
有人说是彗星。
Some say it was a nova who flared brightly but then died quickly.
也有人说可能是一次的超生星。
Whatever the special star was, these magi were convinced that a great king was born.
无论这个是怎样都好，这三个占星家就是知道有一个新的王诞生了。
They were convinced that a great king was born, and what did they do?
他们见到知道这个王诞生，他们怎么样呢？
What did they do?
他们做了什么？
They came to worship him.
他们是来朝拜他。
And these magi have so much to teach us Christians.
这三个异教的占星家有很多我们可以在身上学习得到。
Lesson number one.
第一样东西。
Nothing, no trouble is too great for them, for us to seek and worship the king.
无论几大困难都好，都唔会阻止到我哋去朝拜呢个王。
No trouble is too great for us Christians to come and worship the Lord Jesus.
我哋冇嘢能够系阻隔到我哋去朝拜我哋嘅主。
Look at these magi.
嗱，睇下佢哋呢三个，
They saw the star, whatever the star was.
佢哋见到个星，无论个星系咩星啊。
Nothing could stop them from finding, seeking the King to worship.
他们一直要去找出这个王在哪里。
Nothing could undermine their determination from seeking to worship this king.
没有东西能够阻隔到他们这个决心。
You know, these magi came from a great distance.
他们很远的东方那里。
They had come from Mesopotamia.
他们在米索不达米亚这个地方。
Today's Iran and Iraq.
可能是今天的伊拉克伊朗这个地方。
That's some 500 miles east of Judea.
是500米那么远的。
They left behind their security and their comfort.
即是他们家在那里，他们需要离乡别井。
I mean, they risked their safety.
路上很危险的，其实。
They braving danger in the desert and in the wild.
在沙漠的荒野地方是没有，即是一些其实挺危险的旅途。
They endure desert heat in the day and desert cold at night.
沙漠的日夜是非常之热和非常之冻。
And yet nothing would deter them from their goal.
但是没有东西能够阻碍到他的决心是去寻找。
Lesson number one.
第一样东西。
No trouble is too great for you and for me who claim to be Christians to come worship the Lord.
我们作为基督徒的，我们需要学就是无论几大阻隔都好，都不可以阻隔到我们朝拜这个王。
That's what we saw. So many of us came 2 weeks ago. You remember December 11th?
我们记不记得两个礼拜前12月11号
A total of 6 to 10 inches of snow were forecast.
天气预报说是有12寸雪的落。
And yet before 9 o'clock, one of you were already here, ready and waiting to pray.
但是9点钟已经有一个会友是来到愿意参加祈祷会。
No trouble is too great for her to come worship and pray to the king.
无论几大困难都不会阻隔到她愿意来祈祷会的决心。
Before 11 o'clock, the oldest couple in our church were here worshiping, waiting to worship.
11点钟之前在我们当中年纪最大的两夫妇已经在这里准备好敬拜神。
Other elderlies were here.
很多长者都已经在这里。
So many of you were here.
很多人都在这里。
Our dear sister Silan was here.
Silan 也都在这里。
That day was the last day, last time she worshipped with us.
是她在我们当中最后一次的崇拜。
And today she is in the presence of the Lord.
但是她今天已经是
在
主的怀里面。
worshipping the Shepherd Lord in the presence of the King.
在主的面前直接的是去敬拜他。
So many of us came.
我们很多人来到我们当中。
Because no trouble was too great for them.
因为没有一些的阻隔可以阻隔到他们。
Braving the dangerous and frightful weather.
面对一个很大的即是很寒冷的天气，可能很大的风雪。
Because nothing could and nothing would deter them from seeking the Lord to worship.
没有能够阻碍到他们的意志和决心来到我们当中。
That was a fragrant offering of worship pleasing to the Lord.
这个是一个真正的馨香的献祭。
And yet, to our great shame,
但是同样的
There are still some of us who consistently couldn't care less about worship.
好多我哋当中仍然有人系不以为意，将崇拜看为轻。
To our great shame, there are still some of us who consistently come as you please.
随着自己所喜爱的时间。
Leaving your house 15 minutes earlier is too great a trouble.
早出门了15分钟好大件事咁样。
Preparing your children the night before for worship is too great a trouble.
在之前那晚预备小朋友早点去睡觉好像很麻烦咁样。
Setting your chores aside for a few hours is too great a trouble.
在家里面有很多家务做迟几个钟头很大的围栏。
These magi put us to shame.
这三个占星家未不信的人
For no trouble was too great for them to seek and worship the Shepherd King.
他们几个简直是令我们引以为耻。
How many more Christmases must go by before we learn?
我们应该再过几多个的圣诞才学到这个功课呢？
Lesson number two.
第二个。
No man is too foreign to worship the Shepherd King.
没有一个是从异教或异乡来到的是、会 被拒绝。
It's most remarkable that it is Matthew and not Luke who should record the visit of the Magi.
是的，这个很奇怪，为什么是马太记录这几个占星家的事而不是路加呢？
See, Luke was a Gentile whose gospel that was written for Gentile audience.
路加是一个希腊人，他是写路加福音给、
Now we would expect Luke to record this Gentile Magi worshipping the Lord.
咁所以路加记录呢段呢、这个故事非常合理，因为佢写俾外邦人噶嘛。
But not Luke, it was Matthew.
但系马太写噶。
The most Jewish of all four gospel books who record Gentiles worshipping the Lord.
四本福音书里边犹太人色彩最重嘅就系马太福音，反而佢就记录呢几个。外邦人的事。
These Magi were foreigners.
他们是一个异教的、人。
They were Gentile outside of the covenant with God.
他们是神的恩典的约之外的外邦人。
And they were foreigners outside of the promises of God.
他们是、和神的应许是无份的。
Originally, they were Medes, 马代, they were Medes.
他们是马代波斯那里的人。
And the Medes were mentioned many times in the Old Testament.
那马代这个地方在旧约讲过几次了。
They were culturally, racially foreign to God's plan of redemption.
无论他们文化和他们种族上都是与神的约无关。
I'd like to draw your attention, look at the contrast between two groups of men in this passage, or in the nativity scene.
我们来看看马太这里讲两班人的对比。
There were two groups of men who came to worship the newborn king.
两班的人是去敬朝拜这个新生王。
And the shepherds recorded by Luke.
路加讲到的牧羊人。
And the magi recorded by Matthew.
马太讲的是那些占星家。
These two groups who came to worship the Lord could not have been more different from one another.
他们是两班截然不同的人。
The shepherds were Jews.
那些牧羊人是犹太人。
They had been promised God's redemption.
他们是知道神的应许给他们。
They have been promised God's covenantal love.
他们是有神永恒不变约的爱。
But the Magi were outsiders.
但这几个占星家是没有的。
They were aliens to God's promises.
甚至他们是神的应许是什么都不知道。
The shepherds were simple, undereducated, and rough.
牧羊人是未冇受过教育，是低下的，是粗人嚟嘅。
And the Magi, they were trained in the learning of their days.
嗱，但系咧呢几个占星家咧系博士，佢哋有好多嘅知识。
Socially, the shepherds were poor people of the earth.
喺社会地位，牧羊人是最低下的一群。
They were the have-nots.
佢哋系无产嘅。
But the Magi, they enjoy the highest of social standing.
但是这几个占星家，他们博士是一个很社会上很高地位的。
And they were the most respected in the court of the kings of the east.
在东方的皇室里面，他们是非常之高的地位。
From the gift they brought, we can tell that they were men of fabulous wealth.
所以在他们的礼物里面，看到他的礼物是非常之名贵。
And yet, despite of all the barriers,
但是虽然有这么大，但是这样面对这么大的阻碍困难。
Racial, cultural, wealth, status, barriers that tend to separate human beings from one another.
人和人之间，无论社会地位、学识、财富，这些都是将这两帮人是有天渊之别。
They have one thing in common.
但有一样同样。
They had the privilege and the blessing to be the first to worship and adore the king.
他们都是同样享有这个独一是敬拜这个新生王这个的身份和地位。
You notice how remarkable it is. Of all the gospel, the most Jewish one, it was Matthew who began with Gentile visiting and worshiping the Lord.
很神奇的就是一个非常之犹太的犹太人的福音，第一个开始的是讲外邦人的事。
And end the gospel of Matthew with the Lord's commission to go and make disciples of all nations.
到最后亦都系讲到话，神俾我哋嘅大使命，将使万民作他的门徒。
And in the middle of the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 8,
喺马太福音第八章里边
，Jesus was praising the faith of the Roman centurion.
佢系里边讲到由罗马百夫长佢嘅信心。
Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel who has greater faith."
佢马太藉住呢个百夫长。耶稣讲到话，在以色列当中，我找不到一个比他信心更。
And then Jesus go on to say that many will come from the east and from the west.
好多人从东方、西方而来。
And will take their place at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他们从东方、西方而来，但是会在亚伯拉罕和以撒的坐席上一同享受这个神的这个筵席。
In the kingdom of heaven.
在天国里面
the shepherd king is not only the king of the Jews.
这个牧人的君王不是只是给犹太人
The shepherd king is the king of all nations.
是给万民的王
That is the reason why our goal is to support missions in every continent on this earth.
所以我们教会其中一个使命就是支持很多不同地方的宣教士
Third lesson.
第三样的
No offering is too costly.To bring an offer to the king.
没一样奉献是珍贵，是非，是珍贵到我们不愿意给神的。
And the gifts that the Magi brought were of enormous cost.
这些我们看到这几个占星家给的礼物非常非常贵重。
Much has been said about the significance of the gifts they brought.
那很多就已经讲到的意义，这几个礼物的意义是什么？
Gold is a gift fit for royal.
黄金是给皇室的
For Christ is the king
因为基督是君王
Frankincense is a gift fit for priesthood
没有是给祭司的乳香是给祭司作为献祭
For Christ is the most superior high priest interceding for us in the presence of God
因为主耶稣是我们的大祭司为我们祈求
And myrrh for crying out loud is an embalming material
抹药是葬礼包裹尸体用的
Don't ever bring such a thing when you go to a baby party
你有没有搞错啊 BB 姐出世你送葬礼的药
But myrrh is a gift fit for a dead body for burial
这个抹药就是一个葬礼
For Christ is a sacrificial lamb who was our sin offering.
因为他是会被牺牲为我们罪而受死。
All three gifts are most precious and costly.
每一样的礼物都是非常之宝贵。
The most precious and the most costly available in that time.
在当时来说是非常之贵重的。
These magi would not dare to come to worship the king without bringing the most precious, without bringing the most costly of gifts.
他们几个占星家，他们不会空手而来去朝拜一个王，一定是大礼物。
Would we dare come to the presence of the Lord and worship without bringing the most precious, most costly gift we can bring?
我们来敬拜你主，我们的神，我们会不会将最贵重的礼物带到来去朝拜他呢？
I fear that many of us are just here with the crowd.
我们可能当中是习惯式跟着其他人而来，
week after week,
一周而复始，
coming just go through the motion,
好像是习以为常这样来。
You say, Pastor, can we bring gold?
我们可不可以带黄金来？
Yes, we can.
可以啊，为什么不行？
But you know what? Gold is not anymore the most precious of things.
黄金其实不是最贵重的了。
I know, I followed the market. The gold is about what, $1,200 an ounce today?
No, less than,
less than that now.
Less than
11 now, oh my goodness, getting cheaper and cheaper.
黄金跌价现
在。Right? Even $1,200, okay?
好了，就算给你$1,200美金一两。
It's still not all that much.
都不是很多的。
What is the most precious, most costly offering that you and I can bring?
我们其实最贵重的是可以献上什么呢？
The most precious, the most costly offering that we can bring is our heart.
是我们的心。
Why is it we couldn't care less about worshipping someone that we cannot even see or touch?
为什么我们要为一个我们见不到敬拜对象摆上这么多的心思呢？
Because in your heart and in someone's heart, there's still something more precious and more costly than Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们不能够这样做，因为我们心里面有其他东西比主耶稣更加重要。
Why is it that leaving the house 15 minutes earlier is too much trouble?Because the Sunday paper, all those ads, all those new car ads are more precious.
是不是因为星期日报纸买广告有什么大减价更加值得我们留意呢？
Why is it preparing the children the night before for worship is too much trouble?
为什么早一晚叫小孩子做这份教育这么麻烦呢？
Because they fuss and they complain and they fight.
小孩子扭计嘛。
All because in your heart and in someone's heart, perhaps even in my own heart, there is something more precious. There is something more costly you cannot let go.
因为我们不能够将我们心里面最重要的给神，因为可能有其他这些这样的东西占据一个更重要的位置。
Whenever in our heart there is something else more precious and more costly, of course everything else is too much trouble.
当那些占据我们更高位置的时候，其他东西我们都会觉得很麻烦。
You know, not only is it too much trouble,
我不单止很多麻烦。
When there is something in your heart more precious and more costly, it's downright murderous. Yes, 谋杀。
如果这些占据我们心里面，我们甚至可以用一个是谋杀去到形容这些。
You see, we already made a contrast between the shepherds and the magi.
我们之前已经将一个占星家和一班的牧人作了一个对比。
Because there's another very stark contrast in the nativity scene.
因为我们在这个主诞这个场景里面还有一个非常之黑暗的一幕。
And that's the contrast between Herod and the magi.
因为这个是将希律王和这个占星家作一个对比。
Herod was determined to terminate Jesus.
希律王是想杀了耶稣。
But the Magi were determined to worship Jesus.
但是占星家是想是去敬拜耶稣。
Herod ordered the slaughter of every boy in Bethlehem under 2 years of age.
希律王下令将伯利恒地所有两岁以下的男婴全部杀死。
You know, many scholars reject the authority of the Bible and say, oh, that's impossible.
很多考古学家会说，这些 殺曬所有嬰孩嘅係不可能嘅事。
Okay, they say, oh, your Bible is unreliable because no other historians ever recorded such an incident.
佢哋會話因為冇其他歷史嘅記載有呢件事。
But the reason why such terrible incident was not recorded by other historians is because this is nothing to the other unbelievable acts of cruelty Herod had done.
因為其他歷史書，點解其他歷史書冇記載呢？因為呢件事對於希律王其他嘅殘忍嘅事根本係微不足道。
Yeah.Slaughter of all boys under 2 years of age was too trivial for historians to waste their ink and parchment.
啲歷史學家寫希律王嘅殘暴呢件事根本上唔需要寫，因為呢件事相對嚟講係一件小事。
You see, what Herod did was in complete keeping with his well-known character.
因為希律王咁樣做其實同佢一貫以來作風係冇抵觸，係一直以來都係咁樣。
Herod's long reign and Herod's hands were soaked with blood.
希律王統治個地方好耐，佢手沾滿咗血跡。
Herod the Great was called King of the Jews.
佢係稱為猶太人當時嘅王啦。
Jewish people did not call him King of the Jews.
但猶太人尊佢為猶太人嘅王喎。
It was Rome that called him King of the Jews.
呢個猶太人嘅王呢個名號係羅馬人俾佢嘅。
It was Rome who put Herod on the throne.
羅馬人擺佢喺嗰度啫嘛。
Herod wasn't even a Jew.
希律王根本唔係猶太人
，let alone from the line of David，
又唔係從大衛家出嚟嘅。
Herod's father was an Edomite。
希律嘅王係一個以土馬人。
Okay, Herod's mother was an Arabian princess。
佢媽媽係一個阿拉伯嘅公主。
Herod knew he was not the legitimate Davidic king of the Jews。
佢知道嘅，佢知道佢唔係從大衛嗰系列出嚟，所以佢唔係合法家。
Herod knew he had no right to the throne, he had no right to the title.
他是没权承受这个王位，没权承受这个称号。
All his life, Herod lived in paranoia and insecurity.
所以呢，希律王一直以来呢，是有一个被迫害的妄想症的。
He was terrified that someone else will kill him and knock him off the throne.
任何人对他的王位有威胁，他立刻杀了他。
Whenever he saw someone who might be a rival, who might be a threat, he will promptly have that someone murdered.
任何人对他有一些奢微威胁，他立刻下令将他杀了。
Herod murdered his own wife.
他杀了他老婆。
Herod murdered his own mother.
他杀了他的妈。
Herod murdered three of his sons.
殺咗佢自己三個仔。
Herod killed a number of his uncles and cousins.
佢殺咗佢一啲嘅表兄弟，佢啲阿叔阿伯全部俾佢都俾佢殺咗。
Herod killed more than half of the Sanhedrin, the ruling council of the Jews.
當時猶大公會裏邊嘅有一半係俾佢死去刀下。
He killed more of his family than the number of loaves of bread he ate.
佢殺嘅人
，That's a Chinese phrase, by the way.
佢殺人都會食飯。
Thank you. I was thinking about that exactly. That you know, the Emperor Augustus said it is safer to be Herod's pigs than to be his sons.
奧古斯都話做希律王嘅豬好過做佢屋企人。
安全過嚇，
安全
過嚇。It's a matter of the heart, isn't it? Yes, it is.
你睇呢個係一個心嘅問題。
In Herod's heart, there is only one thing.
喺希律嘅心，佢只係一樣嘢啫。
Himself on the throne.
我要坐喺呢個王位嗰度。
Some of us here, you are here, or week after week.
我哋當中有好多每個禮拜都坐嚟呢度。
But in your heart, if Jesus is a threat, in your heart, if Jesus is a rival to your own autonomy.
如果在我们心里面耶稣对我们的自主作为出现一个威胁的话呢，
If the Lord Jesus is a rival and threat to the many many other more precious things in your heart，
如果耶稣是对我们其他所爱的造成任何的挑战的话呢，
Then you are not all that different from Herod。
我们其实某程度跟希律未必有任何不同。
Because in your heart or in my own heart there is one thing，
因为在我和你的心里面，
myself on the throne.
我自己要坐喺呢个王位嗰度。
See, we cannot murder Jesus anymore.
耶稣唔可以再被我哋杀啦。
But there are still so many, many other things more precious and more costly that we cannot let go, and that we will keep at all costs.
但系喺我哋心里边有其他啲更贵重嘅嘢，我哋愿意不惜一切代价去 保護佢。
For example, the pursuit of your own agenda.
我哋自己嘅心裏邊嘅計劃謀算啦。
Or the continuation of your own lifestyle or your own habits.
我哋一直以來嘅生活態度、生活方式啦。
All of that will keep us from worshiping the Shepherd King.
呢啲都會阻礙我哋係去敬拜我哋嘅牧人。
It's all a matter of the heart.
呢啲都係從心裏邊。
How many more Christmases must go by?
我哋仲需要经过几多个圣诞节
before our heart is given over to the Shepherd King.
我哋先至会将我哋心降服喺牧人面前咧。
No one can do that for you.
冇人可以帮你做呢样。
I'm only a preacher boy.
我只系一个牧师。
I'm only a teacher of the word.
我只系教导圣经嘅话语。
I cannot do anything to your heart.
我唔能够改变你嘅心。
Only you can do what is most precious in your heart.
只有你先至能够决志系去做一啲嘅事。
The child who was born was a shepherd king.
一个降生嘅婴孩，一个牧人，一个王。
A shepherd king that we all need.
一个我哋每个人都需要嘅一个牧者嘅王。
And no trouble should be too great for us to worship him.
希望我哋每人都唔会有任何更大嘅阻碍系去阻拦我哋去朝拜佢。
And no man is too foreign, too alien to worship him.
冇人系好似会系即系好似异教呢啲外邦人咁样有任何更大嘅阻隔。
And no offering is too precious and too costly to give to him.
冇一样嘅礼物系会更加俾。
And the Lord Jesus wants your heart.
主耶稣要的是我们的心。
Let's pray together.
我们一同低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主我们是感谢你。
That you would use someone who is outside of the covenant to teach us.
你是藉着一些是你的神圣圣约以外的人来教我们这些事。
To teach us who are saved, to teach us who are privileged,To teach us who claim to follow Christ.
教导我们这班是有这个权柄作你儿女的，成为你儿女的人，是教导我们这些事。
May your mercy and kindness be with us.
主啊，愿你的恩典，你的良善与我们同在。
In so many ways, in so many times, we have taken this shepherd king for granted.
我们是习以为常，当这个牧人的王，我们是不当一回事。
May from this day on,
愿意我们从今天开始
No trouble is too great
没有再一些更大的困难
And no offering is too precious
再没有一些奉献是我们不愿意的
But to Christ
都愿意是给到耶稣基督
To our Lord and our Savior
给到我们的救主我们的主
That is our prayer in Jesus' name, Amen
我们奉主耶稣基督名求
Thank you